Yes, yes. Welcome back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. Yes, yes. We back in the building. Back on the mic. Back at my desk. I'm back in my chair, man. New year, new pod. We here, man. You know what I'm saying? My bad for the delay. December been super, super busy running around. You know how that go. But yeah, man, we here, man. You know, happy holidays to all. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, new year, new pod, man. It's the beginning of the year. So, you know, set it off. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got going on, whatever you got planned, set it off. You know what I'm saying? And I need to take my own advice in that, too. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of things that I want to accomplish, a lot of things that I want to do. And, you know, I just got to put my head down and get busy, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, apologize for the delay. December was busy, man. You know, Christmas shopping for like 2 weeks. I'm gonna keep it 100, man. I Christmas shop like for like 2 weeks nonstop. You know what I'm saying? This probably been the most running around, you know what I'm saying, I've done. Me and the wife. This has probably been the hecticest year. You know what I'm saying? Our most hectic year yet. And mind you, every year is hectic because we got three kids. They all want different things. And we go out our way to make sure everything get got. You know what I'm saying? So it be hectic every year. But this year was like the most hectic. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was down to Christmas Eve still copping. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was that crazy that, you know, we had copped my daughter some 13s, right? This is Christmas Eve. We didn't cop the 13s on Christmas Eve. We already had them, you know what I'm saying? But we had to do a little last minute couple of little things. So it was supposed to be light on Christmas Eve, you know what I'm saying? That was supposed to be light because you know, we was gonna go do that, then shoot over to the wife's parents' house, you know what I mean? Relax, eat some dinner, then come home, rap, do our thing. But so we came down here just to overlook, make sure everything got and all that. And my wife was like, yo, who's those? I'm like, those is Breeze, her sneakers, you know what I'm saying? They was in the pile. She's like, yo, those are size 6. I was like, 6? Mind you, my daughter wears 7, like a 6. I'm like, you sure? Let me see. She gave me the box. I look, that shit says 6Y. Now, mind you, the mall is an hour away. I know for a fact that I told son, yo, let me get these 13s and a 7. Right? I know that for a fact because that's my daughter's size. Why would I say get her a 6? Nobody wears a 6. This man brought me out a size 6. Mind you, I had no clue. You know what I'm saying? I had no clue. So we copped that. Now I'm looking, I'm like, now mind you, most parents probably would have just wrapped it. You know what I mean? Just to show like, yo, you look, you got these too, but we got to take them back, get your size, whatever the case. Me, all right, we got to shoot to the mall. Mind you, the mall's an hour away. It's Christmas Eve. We got to shoot to the mall. So me and the wife, we hop in the whip. We shoot to the mall, right? Mind you, this was supposed to be a light day. We supposed to be, you know, we supposed to just be running around like last minute. You know what I'm saying? We shoot to the mall. Of course, by the time we get there, they ain't got the 13s and her size. I'm like, I bet. The new color 13 that dropped today, let me get those. They have her size. So I think I got her, I forget what number, but she got some other J's, the taxi joint. So boom, she good. She got the J's. Mind you, but that right there was like a 2.5 hour situation, maybe almost 3 hour time block took. You know what I'm saying? Because if you figure it take an hour to get to the mall, we in the mall for like, you know what I'm saying, 30 minutes type shit. Back on the road for an hour, you know what I'm saying? So let's just round it to about almost 3 hours, you know what I'm saying, with traffic. Come back, me and the wife had to split up. Look, you go grab that, I'm going to go grab this. You know what I'm saying? We split up. Mind you, it was supposed to be a light day. This is Christmas Eve. I'm like, oh, mind you, like I said, for at least 2 weeks, as soon as we get off from work, we on the road. You know what I'm saying? We on the road, we shopping, we ordering, you know what I mean? Calling, what you want? I bet. sending food to the house, all type of shit, maneuvering. It was hectic. We came home beat every night. On the weekends, we gone early. We 9:30, we on the road. It was crazy. And in between all that, I'm like, all right, I got to record. I'm tired as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to come in here with the energy. I'm tired, man. I'm going to record tomorrow. Okay, boom. That day come, we go shopping. Come back late. I'm tired as shit. Got to work in the morning. You know what I mean? So I do apologize, but, you know, it just, you know, that's the thing with podcasting, man. Like I said, podcasting is very easy to do. And it's very hard to do at the same time, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, not hard as if you can't do it, but just hard as, like, sometimes you be tired. Sometimes you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll have a whole show rolled out, and then I wouldn't, like, I'd be like, I don't care about none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, it just be like that sometimes. But, you know, like I said, man, new year, new pod, man. We're gonna get into to more consistency. You know what I'm saying? And just like I said, man, I'm going to treat this like I used to play ball, man. Every day I went to the basketball court, I said, okay, I'm going to make more shots than I made yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be better than I was yesterday. So that's how I'm approaching the pod. Every pod, I want to get better and better and better. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, if I want to, you know, change lanes with the pod, man. You know what I'm saying? I might take it into a new direction. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the name of the podcast is the Retro Rick Podcast. And I don't know, man. I think I want to have some retro conversations, man. Just like involving music, fashion, and music. You know what I'm saying? But from a retro standpoint. You know what I'm saying? And then just have people on and things like that. But we'll see. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. Like I said, man. You know, it's the new year, man. You know, chase them goals, man. You know what I'm saying? Chase them goals, man. You ain't the only one out here trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? And everything that I'm saying right now on this microphone, as far as chasing your goals, putting your nose down and getting to it, getting busy, learning new things, teaching yourself things, reading more, is things that I'm trying to incorporate into my, you know, routine as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just on the mic just talking a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I don't do. Is I don't talk bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I've never talked bullshit. So, you know, these are things that I'm telling myself as well. But now that I got the mic on, I'm telling y'all, chase it. Get busy. You know what I'm saying? Get busy, get busy, get busy. If you look around, it's paper out here. Use your mind and you can accomplish whatever it is you're chasing. You know what I'm saying? You just have to figure it out. It's not impossible. You can do it. You just have to figure out how you're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Just like I know it's out there. I just have to figure out how I'm going to get it. You dig what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Yo, you know what's crazy? My wife, right? She called me the other day. She like, yo, meet me at the store. Because we had bought a new kitchen set. Like a new dining table, right? And we like, my wife was looking for a certain dining table. You know what I'm saying? Like a long dining table. So we've been looking for a dining table for like a month. You know what I'm saying? And my wife is very particular in what it is she was looking for. So she called me, dining table. Met at the store, right? I'm like, oh, hell no. You know what I'm saying? She had our truck. She had the Durango. You know what I'm saying? I pulled up with the X6. I'm like, ain't no way none of that shit going in here. You know what I'm saying? It couldn't even fit in the fucking Durango. So she got this big 9-piece dining set, right? So first of all, that shit wild heavy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to go to Home Depot, rent a truck, go get that joint. You know what I'm saying? Come back here. I ain't even bring that shit upstairs, man. Me and my wife, like, really, like, struggled to bring this shit in the house. I just dragged this shit to the basement. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just dragged this shit down here where I'm at and just left it. Then I called, like, the next day or so, I got my brother-in-law to come, and me and him brought it upstairs, and me, him, and my wife's cousin. And that shit was wild heavy, right? So, boom. I put the table together, right? Boom. Now, it took me, I want to say, It took me like 3 days to put together 8 chairs. It took me 3 days to put together 8 chairs, yo. For whatever reason, me and these chairs wasn't getting along. Did the table, got the table, boom. You know what I'm saying? The table actually was more easy to put together. You know what I'm saying? At first, I was like, I had a little trouble with it because I tightened one side up as opposed to leaving it loose. That way I could put the screws in all of it and then tighten it down. So, and it took me a while to just realize why this shit ain't lining up. Like, I had this shit lined up on this side. I'm like, yo, this side lined up. But I didn't realize that, like, yo, loosen up these screws. That way, you know, it's you can move the other side. Once I figured that out, I felt like an asshole. But figured that out, boom, table good. Yo, it took me, no lie, I had 2 chairs, right? We got done eating dinner, like, let's say we get done dinner around, like, 7, 7.30, right? Yo, it took me, like, 3 hours. It took me, like, 3 hours to put together 2 chairs, yo. Like, that shit was crazy, yo. It took me, like, 3, 4 days. I can't remember if it was 4 days, man. I think I finished the last chair yesterday, and that might have been the 4th day of us having the set. Like, dead ass. That's how long it took me. For some reason, this chair was not cooperating at all. I even came home, and you know what's funny? You know what's wild? I came home yesterday, right? I told my wife, I'm like, yo, look. I'm gonna attempt to put this chair together. If this shit stress me out, this shit is gonna sit to the side for a little bit until I'm ready to tackle it, right? Yo, I'll put that shit together in 7 minutes. Yo, I don't know what it was. That last chair just worked with me for whatever reason. The last chair just worked with me. I said, what the fuck? Cause yo, it's chairs like 2, 4. Wait, let me see. 2, 4, 6, 8. The chair had a total of 9 screws that I had to put in the chair. That's it. Just 9 screws. Each chair should have took me 10 minutes at least. Yo, I'm 1.5 hours on one chair. I'm fucking 2 hours on this chair. I'm 3 hours on that chair. Like, it really was like, yo, I was cursing that fucking chair out. Like, it was crazy. And for some reason, the last chair took me the shortest amount of time. It had to be like 8 minutes. It had to be like at least 8 minutes, and I was done. You know what I'm saying? I was done. So I feel accomplished. You know what I'm saying? I feel accomplished, man. Now I got wild boxes upstairs. Luckily, today's trash night. I got mad boxes and shit upstairs I gotta take out. And then, you know, we at it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, you know, I'm just here, man. You know, I just came in, you know, chop it up with y'all, man. New year, new pod. Actually, once I get done with this, I'm going to, you know, once I get done with this pod, I'm going to, you know, upload it, do my thing, and then I'm going to set up my new computer because, you know, the wife got me a new computer. And yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? That joint fire, and I can't wait to plug it up and, you know, set it up and get busy. But that's the plan, you know what I'm saying? But hey, yo, man, listen, man, have y'all seen Keith Murray, man? Let's talk about Keith Murray real quick before I get out of here, man. Let's talk about Keith Murray, man. You know, Keith Murray from L.I., from L.I., man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, man, I mean, honestly, man, you know, I don't know who be around my man or what. I don't know who these people are interviewing them or whatever the case, man. But, see, we got to stop just putting microphones in anybody's face, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody can't conduct, like, a coherent interview, I don't think you should be talking to that person, man. You understand what I'm saying? If me and you can't talk civil and conduct a back-and-forth dialogue of coherentness, I don't think you should be putting your microphone and camera in that man's face, man. It don't look good. It just don't. Like, why do people do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I get somebody on the podcast and that person's talking and acting like Keith Murray, we're not going to do the interview. I'm not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Some of these people should have some integrity about their platform. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even have, I'm still building my platform. This year is the year that I'm really trying to take my platform and step that shit up a couple notches. You know what I'm saying? But believe you me, man, I'm not going to have nobody on my platform that's really like mad incoherent, just talking a bunch of dumb shit and unnecessary shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it to me, it's just like, why would you do that? And this guy's from L.I., man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, I don't know who he got around him. But I do know one thing for sure, two things for certain, man. It's not good to have yes men around you. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. You could be a street dude. You could be a basketball player, a football player, a nerd, whatever. It ain't good to have yes men. Somebody that's just going yes, 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 because they don't want to tell you no because they don't want to lose their position, or you may be the bag and they don't want to lose their position of being next to the bag and all that, man. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying? If I see one of my homies, if I'm next to one of my homies and they doing some wild, dumb shit, I'm going to tell you about it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. That ain't me shitting on you. That ain't me trying to belittle you. That's me looking out. Nah, my nigga, you look crazy right now. Yo, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. If one of my homies was acting like Keith Murray, I wouldn't let him do the interview if I was there. You know what I'm saying? And probably have issue with the interviewer if we won't get technical. Nah, we ain't doing that. Like, my man, you see he not even in the state. Now, if they want to still pursue it, then we got to go where it got to go. But I'm just saying, like, we got to stop that, man. Everything ain't about, see, I'm not the type of person that's trying to get, you know, I don't want to gain anything off someone else's embarrassment or downfall. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll come on this podcast and I'll share my opinion on things. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to necessarily, I wouldn't have someone on my platform because I know that this is going to run the numbers up. I know dude bugged out. I know he like off and saying some wild shit. So I'm going to bring him on my platform to run the numbers up, run the numbers up, run the numbers up. I'm cool on that, man. I got mad morals and integrity. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I understand that a lot of people don't got that, you know, and you can't look at other people to have that because it's just, that shit is just not in some people, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, they walk around and they talk this moral integrity, you know, they talk it, but they ain't walk. They ain't living that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not something that you really could turn off. Like, I'm not turning my morals off for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the same thing where I teach my son. Like, we don't, and my daughters. Like, you know, me and my wife is the same. Like, we got integrity. We got morals. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a certain way you supposed to conduct yourself. You dig? A lot of people not like that. A lot of people is not. They might say they are. You niggas ain't got no morals, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Let's keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, I'm like looking like, damn, yo, where his squad at? Where the, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and again, this is just my opinion. I understand son a grown man. You know what I'm saying? He's a grown ass man. So really it's probably nothing nobody can say to him. But at the same time, I'm just saying that I hope that there is people around him that's trying to say something to him. You understand what I'm saying? Just trying to say something to him. You know? Like, yo, my man, you look, you know, let's try and get you some help, or let's try to not put you in the public eye so much, because it's not a good look. And if you got kids, like, they are gonna see them videos, man. Carry yourself with some respect. Carry yourself with some dignity, my man. I hope that there's people around him that's trying to tell him to do so. I really do. You know what I'm saying? Because that's one thing for sure, two things for certain. My respect means a lot. And I don't play about it. And you shouldn't play about your respect. You know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't want my kids looking at me on the internet when they get older like, damn, yo, what was Pops on? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Everything ain't good, man. Everything ain't good. You want to talk to Keith Murray? You feel he a legend? You feel he came in the game and did what he did? That's cool. But if you start to conduct the interview and you feel like he's incoherent and y'all not really, like, don't just embarrass the man. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't embarrass the man. Like, I'm not into that. You know? Pardon me. I'm not into that, man. Don't embarrass that, man. I don't got to embarrass nobody. You know what I'm saying? You come on my platform, we're going to chop it up. We're going to have a conversation. And, you know, we're going to, that's just what it's going to be. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm not here to embarrass nobody just to get a title, just to go viral and all that. Because he's definitely going viral because the nigga's saying some bugged out shit. But every time he's in front of a camera, he's damn near viral because he's always on some bugged out shit. So stop putting the camera in front of that man's face until he get back right to where he need to be. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's my thing. That's my thing. You know? But, yeah, man, like I said, man, I just wanted to get back in here, man. You know, dust the mic off, man. You know, holidays is past, and you know what I'm saying? Now it's back to the grind, man. Now it's back to stacking the paper. Now it's back to, you know, podding and getting to it. I do want to say, man, like I said, man, I'm sitting back, man, and I'm just, you know, just playing with some ideas, man, you know, and seeing what direction I want to take this podcast, man. You know, I definitely want to turn it up. Definitely, you know, like I said, talking to some people. I'm supposed to have some people on for a little minute, but the schedules just gets in the way of a lot of things, man. You know what I'm saying? With me and them. But we'll figure that out. But like I said, man, I'm really, you know, I don't know. I'm here, man. We're gonna turn it up, and you know, I definitely appreciate everybody who listened to the podcast. If you ever told somebody about the podcast, I definitely appreciate that too. Please continue to do so. Continue to listen. Continue to tell people about the podcast. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, when I get done with this, I'm gonna set up my new computer, and you know, we gonna work on visuals. We gonna work on like just content, man. You know what I'm saying? So ride with me on this journey. And, you know, like I said, each podcast, I want to come here and make it better and better. I do want to get some interaction going. You know what I'm saying? Hit the email. If you need some advice about anything, you need my take on something, it don't matter what the topic is, I got you. Hit the email, you know what I'm saying, and reach out. But, yeah, man, like I said, this going to be, I'm going to wrap this up, man. You know, let's get here, set my shit up, man. You know, wife got me a computer. And I definitely want to get that going. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to come in here, get a new episode, get this thing rolling, let y'all know I'm here. It's still rocking, man. You know what I'm saying? The Retro Rick podcast is still rocking. You know what I'm saying? But I'm really, you know, like I said, man, I'm really thinking about, because the reason why I say about taking this into a new direction, because I want to bring this pod in. And like, I don't know how to explain it, but when I got it all figured out, it'll be easier to explain. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to explain right now because it's still running through my brain. You know what I'm saying? In real time. So once I get it figured out, you know, like I said, and as I make steps to do whatever it is I do plan on doing with the podcast, I'm going to be on here talking about it. Y'all will take the journey with me. And, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get it popping, man. But, like I said, man, new year, new pod. You know, follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Hit the email, theretrorickpodcast@gmail.com. Hit my website, bhrclothing.bigcartel.com. Go get you a BHR shirt, man. BHR stands for Ben Have Respect. You dig? Ben Have Respect. Ben Have Respect. Ben Have Respect, man. You know what I'm saying? Respect is respect. Respect is number one above all. You dig? I don't give a fuck about the money, fame, none of that, nigga. What's your respect levels like? You dig what I'm saying? You could be a fucking billionaire and nobody respect you. What's your respect level like, man? You know what I mean? So if you want to reach out and show support, please, man, hit the website, cop a shirt. I got new designs. I got a whole bunch of new shit, man, but I just been so busy that I haven't really sat down and got busy with that. You know what I'm saying? But that's one of the things that I got to get busy with. You know what I mean? So like I said, as I gave y'all that advice earlier, I'm also taking my own advice. You know what I'm saying? So again, man, I'm about to set this computer up. Once I get my visual game down, it's going to be a fucking rap, man. I'm going to get my YouTube channel rocking and we're going to turn it up, man. But like I said, man, I'm about to sign off. Again, man, follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Hit the email, theretrorickpodcast. I always say it, even though all that's in the description. We here, man. I'm gone.